Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
The latest breaking news on Laura's pregnancy, plus a love triangle between Ashley J and Larissa. Stay tuned for all the details. This is 90 Day Fiancé News Weekly.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey there, 90 Day Fiancé fans. So good to see all of you hanging out in the live chat, getting the convo started. Welcome to 90 Day Fiancé News Weekly. My name is Christy Olsen. We are going to be breaking down every single hot headline from this week from your favorite cast, the 90 Day folks, who have been up to a lot. Tons of drama to discuss. Man. And here to talk it all out with me is the host of all of AfterBuzz's 90 Day Fiancé after shows, every single one. Hello, Linda Antwee.
Hi, guys. Oh, so much news this week.
We were just saying, like, we better get this thing started because there is a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
And you guys who have all joined us live in the live chat, oh my gosh, there's so many of them. We love to give a little shout out to you. Debbie, Bren, Kimberly, Melanie, Nakia, oh my gosh, Amy.
Debbie, Amy, Selwonk, so many.
They want to know if we heard that Corey's balls dropped.
We did hear that.
We do have all the latest news on Corey and Evelyn, Laura's pregnancy, and a whole lot more. Mm-hmm. Let's actually start there with Laura and Aladdin, because they kind of shook the internet this week with a claim that Laura may be expecting. Give us the details.
Okay, so breaking news, guys. Breaking today, as in the last couple hours. Laura's confirmed on Instagram that she is indeed not pregnant. Alan and her have broken up, and he's blocked her from his Instagram. She says she's in Ecuador with Evelyn. Why? No one knows, but apparently the single ladies, which we'll get to, are in Ecuador partying it up. Ever since she announced her pregnancy, fans were completely doubting whether she was pregnant. They thought it was a hoax. They thought it was a lie. And she insists it was a truth. She insists it was a tubal pregnancy, which is not viable. So therefore, she would never be able to carry the baby to term. She said she was in Canada and had blood work done that came back positive for pregnancy. And then she tried to reach out to Aladdin, but Aladdin had blocked her on Instagram.
So surprise, surprise.
So she wasn't able to tell him. Yeah. So according to TOS, which is Laura's designated spokesperson, they say that she may have already gone through menopause and that Aladdin has served her with divorce papers, and she's accusing him right now, allegedly, that Aladdin has been physically and emotionally abusive to her.
Ooh.
So there's, guys, there's so much going on in those last few hours that are, it's like breaking news, but we don't know the timeline of everything.
Right.
So what I do want to say is that, yes, this week she claimed that she was pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and it was all over Instagram. No one believed her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sat down with someone on Instagram for one-on-one, and then she actually was kind of like backpedaling a little bit and saying, well, yeah, I was pregnant, but I'm not pregnant now because it wasn't a viable pregnancy, so I wasn't lying. Oh, and by the way, Aladdin has served me with divorce papers. It was in Arabic, so I didn't know. So there's a lot to the story.
Wow.
And like, why are you in Ecuador?
Okay, I do want to get to that, but I want to point out also that Aladdin hasn't had a whole lot to say about this. He posted something on Instagram on Monday and suggested that maybe Laura's little purple friend was the father, as in her sex toy,
yep.
and just with a string of like crying and laughing emojis. So it doesn't seem like he ever knew or believed that this was happening.
Yeah, I think that he never believed that she was actually pregnant, and mm-hmm. he was the first to shut down those rumors. Why she would say that, no one knows. But according to the internet, she was saying it because she felt there were so many quote-unquote thirsty women after her man that she was, like, staking her territory.
And I wouldn't blame her one bit. I'm not a big comment reader, but getting into all of this has made me become one. Yeah. And the things that people say to her and that they post on Aladdin's page are pretty gross.
Yeah.
And are pretty shocking. And I really wouldn't blame her if she was just trying to shut people up or mess with people because that's what they're doing to her. But also, as far as just making all of this up, why would she do that? She doesn't need any more attention. She doesn't need anyone to tell her that she's too old to get pregnant or any of the other crazy things
people are hurling at her.
She would have no motive to do that. So I really believe everything she says.
I mean, I think at this day and age, you can get pregnant any age, really. And even in the comments, they're talking about, like, Janet Jackson used IVF. There's a person that got pregnant at 70, someone that got pregnant at 74.
It was like an 80-year-old woman in India or somewhere.
A 70-year-old woman in India gave birth to twins. So miracles do happen. So I don't think it's that. I think that if it indeed is true that she was pregnant, then that's one thing. But if she was doing it just to shut down the trolls and the women that were saying so many bad things about her, then that's another thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give my friend Laura a little more credit than that. However, I mean, I kind of thought she was my girl. We DM a little bit here and there, but I heard she's hanging out with an AfterBuzz TV foe amongst all this.
Evelyn and Laura are apparently in Ecuador whooping it up because, as we'll get to, they're both single ladies now.
Yeah.
And apparently she's there hanging out.
Okay, I have been all over Evelyn's stories all day long because of a story we're about to tell you revolving around her and Corey. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see any of that. This must just be really late-breaking in the last
hour or two. Late-breaking in the last 2 hours.
Well, I'm recording 90 Day Fiancé News Daily. Linda is all over it.
Yes.
So thanks for that. Yes. So, guys, what is going on with Corey and Evelyn? Today, a huge bombshell dropped on Corey's birthday. Evelyn posted on her Instagram stories that he had blocked her on social media. And she was saying, hey, fans, wish Corey a happy birthday for me. How incredibly sad. I do want to remind everyone that this is Corey's first birthday since his father passed away in January. So probably tough for him to begin with. Add on top of that some issues with Evelyn. And I mean, I think, you know, Corey probably isn't having the greatest day. He took until just an hour or two ago, and we're late in the day now, to respond to the fans that were wishing him a happy birthday. And has not said anything about Evelyn. People are assuming that her admitting he blocked her means that they are broken up. But I don't think that's necessarily the case. He's stuck it out through a lot.
I think they're broken up.
So,
So the online theory right now is that he's back in Washington celebrating his birthday with his family, and Evelyn is partying in Ecuador with or without Laura, who knows?
And with a bunch of men.
Men and women, and like partying it up, acting like she doesn't care about anything, but living her best life. But she did post a video wishing him a happy birthday, and she asked fans to tell him that she says happy birthday because he's now blocked her.
Right. So, and then very flippantly said, like, but I'm going to have a great day anyway.
Yeah.
Because who gives an F about my boyfriend whose dad just died and his birthday? I mean, there's shots to be had.
That
was probably a little much.
But not, because that's exactly
how... Was I a little too rude there?
No, that's exactly how it came off. And, you know, I think that the fans of 90 Day Fiancé and, you know, the haters and the non-haters, you either love Evelyn or you don't love her. We've had our own history with her, but a lot of people are like, we saw this coming.
Yes.
We saw this breakup coming.
Yeah, Kimberly in the chat said, loss can really make a person see the forest through the trees.
Absolutely.
That is true. You guys are really chatting there. I love it. That's everything we know up to the minute late breaking on Corey and Evelyn.
That is everything that we know.
All right. If we get a confirmation on that breakup, guys, we will let you know. Nakia said, Corey, please stay in America. Evil Lynn is not worth it. Do we have anyone who backs Evelyn in the chat? I just want to know if anyone thinks that she is not at fault here or that she, you know, is justified in partying it up at this time. Let us know what you guys think. Well, we talk a little bit about Nicole and Azin.
Oh, Nicole. Why? Why are we here?
Always Nicole.
So Nicole says she's done filming for good. It was a mutual decision between her and Azan. She didn't offer any further details. She did say that her and Azan decided to not film more of 90 Fiancé, quote unquote, right now.
Yeah, and okay. This was in a response to a really weird comment from a fan who asked her, is it true that you and Azan won't be on TLC anymore because you were physically violent with him?
Right. So she grazes over that, mm-hmm. doesn't answer that. She basically says...
Well, she did say no.
Well, no, we aren't going to be on another season because we chose not to go on again right now.
Right.
That doesn't really address someone who is asking you... point blank, were you physically violent with him?
I mean, I read this as her saying no, but there is something to be talked about there because we have seen them get mildly physically involved in the past. However, the last season that they were on the show, they were never even together physically. So that wouldn't have been an issue for the last several years. If that was a problem, they would not have been cast on the last season of Happily Ever After.
True, but we did see her get physical with him yes. on Happily Ever After. So I think that's where it's stemming from. I want to shout out Nakia saying, After Buzz panel, does anyone back Evelyn? Me? And then Star whistles while she looks away. Hilarious.
I do have to say we don't have anyone backing Evelyn in the chat
yet.
At this moment.
Oh, yet.
But we're waiting for the internets to you know, come
catch
over.
Up. That's right. What I think is interesting is the fans are saying there's only so much content you can film when your love interest ghosts you.
Yeah.
And with Azan in like the scam background saying that he has a wife and that wife is pregnant and all of that, I can see why you would stop filming if those things are true.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even beyond those rumors, which are maybe a little bit far-fetched, there is a lot of evidence that he at least has conned a lot of women into visiting him, giving him money, sending him money, you know, bankrolling his lifestyle.
And there you go. I mean... kudos to him to be on national TV and still keep up the con. Like, if it's a con, if it's a scam, like, good on you. Because he was really able to dodge a lot of the questions, even on the tell-all. Mm-hmm. Like, it was very vague.
Yeah.
People were, like, going at them, and it was very vague. And she was like, but I love him, and we're still going to get married.
Well, while they continue to stick it out, I'm going to tell you about a couple of couples that broke up in the last week since we chatted.
Yeah.
Let's start with Jay and Kayla. This one was a shock to me. I've been team Kayla since he got locked up and she was standing
really?
Him with the GoFundMe page. Yeah, her and I have DM'd a little bit and I think she's always kind of a straight shooter. She wrote some very eloquent defenses of herself and Jay back in the day. You know, she handled everything that Ashley hurled at her about being a stripper or being pregnant or whatever. She kind of just... batted those balls right out of the park. Hmm. So I always liked her and I thought she was a good match for Jay. However, she gave an exclusive interview to Radar Online and revealed that they broke up. It sounded like it happened over the weekend or very recently. She said, listen, this guy is a mess, talking about Jay, and that she wishes him well, but she also said something like, God help him if he's messing with Ashley again. So those two are kaput. And is he messing with Ashley again? Did we just accidentally refer to our notes from last week? No! Jay and Ashley were spotted at the same party once again this weekend for the second weekend in a row, posing at the same party with the same people, same pictures. Check it out. We're showing it to you right here. They're still married, let's not forget. However, Ashley claims that she did file for divorce and he refuses to sign off because he wants all her money. You know, seems like a great reason for a reconciliation, Linda.
So where do you stand? Do you think they're together?
I think that it could definitely happen. They're probably teasing the idea. They maybe had several drinks at this party and woke up next to each other. We don't know. Maybe they did not speak one word to each other at this party. But I find it very suspect that not only have they been in the same place at the same time now more than once, but Jay and Kayla breaking up is really kind of the evidence to me that Jay and Ashley may be back
together. I mean, as you know, I've always been team Ashley. And I think that, you know, the party that they were at, the OK Magazine party, it was a reality TV show party. So hence, they're in New York, they're partying it up, they're at the same party. I don't necessarily think that they're together, but I mean, I guess anything is possible. Anything is possible since they are still legally married. I just don't think that she would take him back. After all the drama, no.
She already has forgiven a lot of past behavior.
I know, but even if we talk about the most recent drama with Larissa and Larissa posting
on Jay's Instagram.
Yeah, so, I don't think there's any turning back. I think that she probably has her pride and she probably is like, okay.
What about the fact that there's a big part of her that loves to entertain us? I just put that.
Yeah, but entertaining people and being good TV is different than actually being with that person.
She knows there is nothing that would light up the fans more in any 90-day storyline ever, I think, than Ashley and Jay getting back together. She knows that. It seems like a lot of the plans she's had, or she keeps saying, you know, this is happening, we aren't seeing any of that. Perhaps this could be a last-ditch effort to at least fake another season and get paid.
I mean, anything is possible. Nakia in the comments says, I want another season with Jay and Ashley. I like their drama.
See?
And I think that a lot of people like the drama. Mm-hmm. They make for good TV. So I think anything is possible. But, like, let's get down to real life. Would she take him back in reality? I don't think that that would be the case. I think that, you know, they could have a conversation saying, hey, listen, we can do another season. And it can be full of drama. And you and I can say we're together, but we're not together. That's possible. But I don't think that she's actually in real life going to take him back.
Linda, don't underestimate what people will do for fame, infamy, and money. That's fair. Not coming from me. That's coming from the live chat.
Fair.
Ooh, and hashtag Bonnie and Clyde is a real thing. I guess there is something to be said about that. But it seems like one of the other 90-day ladies who is also recently single tried to hone in on Jay.
Yep. We're talking about Larissa here.
Tell us about it.
Larissa. Okay, first of all.
Hey,
Larissa.
Girl.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Thanks for all the material.
Yeah, I am so not mad at you. Go ahead and get those fillers in.
Yeah.
Unbothered. So Jay posted a photo of himself from the waist up, like shirtless. And Larissa jumped in the comments and was basically like,
with a couple fire emojis.
Yeah,
we're looking at it
like
right
fire
here.
And like, you look good. And Ashley then commented to Larissa, mm-hmm, saying, you know what, maybe you need a glass of Evian because you're looking thirsty. And I just thought, hilarious. First of all, so Ashley, are you still following Jay? You guys haven't blocked each other after all the drama?
Ooh, good catch, Linda.
Right? So, and like, how often are you going to his page and in the comments? Because, you know, deep diving in comments is a whole thing.
It took like less than 20 minutes for Ashley to respond after Larissa posted that. So very quickly.
What I'm saying is like going in the comments is deep diving.
Oh, yeah.
I've done it. I do it all the time. But it's a thing. It's like a job. So that's a whole other story. What are y'all doing? Y'all still cool? Like Christy says, she thinks you guys might still be together. That's why you guys are still following each other. I don't know. I know I have an ex and we don't follow each other.
And also, if Ashley wanted to look cool in this situation, she could have ignored this or made a joke. I think that's what I would have tried to do. Or even just said like, hey, friend, you can have him. I mean,
I think that was her joke. Like the whole Evian, you're thirsty. I think that was her joke.
Well, Larissa didn't take it as a joke because she was like, hey, calm down. I like you guys both, either together or separate. So Larissa definitely didn't see it that way. And then Larissa also posted not too long after this on her story. She polled her fans and asked them if they were Team Larissa or team Ashley.
Yeah.
Larissa went out on that one, by the way.
Yeah, she went out on that by like almost 70%.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was her own poll, so.
True that. Now, I don't think Larissa was really hitting on Jay here. She kind of makes it her business. Of course, she's all over social media all the time. And she kind of makes it her business, I feel like, to comment on everybody's. Like, she used to comment on Kayla's stuff a lot, mm-hmm, and post little peach emojis. And mm-hmm, I think she's just being uplifting because she wants people to go to her page and do the same.
Yeah, and I also think, too, that the timing of it is very interesting. I think that it's definitely a diversion from...
You mean because Larissa herself became recently single?
The shade. Yes. The shade.
So as we were sitting here live on the air with you all last week, mm-hmm, Larissa was posting this big breakup thing on Instagram where she wrote that she has to focus on herself right now and that she and Eric are over and that there's no hard feelings. Really kind of a nice post. Nice if Eric knew it was coming.
Yeah, I mean, who does that? You break up on Instagram, you say that you DM'd your now ex and he didn't respond, so you make a public announcement on Instagram that we're broken up. Like, who would want that?
No, because he, according to him, he had to find out from his mom, yeah, who saw that post and called him, was like, hey, honey, I think you have a problem.
Yeah.
Like, good looking out, mom.
That and, like, since when do you not have a face-to-face or at least a phone conversation? Mm-hmm. I know it's all about text, but you didn't even text him. Mm-hmm. You went on Instagram and announced it to the world that you're broken up. Not cool.
Right. After there had been some things over the weekend, deleting pictures and unfollowing, cool, following, and then she kind of denied when I reported on Monday that maybe they were on the rocks. And then last Wednesday, the big breakup came. This ignited a firestorm. Yep. You think this Ashley J. Larissa stuff was major? Wait until you hear what went down with Eric and Colt and Larissa.
Yeah.
So, first of all, after the breakup, Larissa's single. Who do you think is going to come out of the woodwork and try to hit up a recently single Larissa? Linda, any guesses?
I mean, I can guess that maybe there was some correspondence between her and her ex.
Yeah, so Larissa posted a slew of stories. This was on Friday, of DMs, a screenshot that Colt is now following her, him reaching out, his manager reaching out, hey, darling, would love to talk to you, just want to chat.
Yep.
And also some very nice text messages. It looks like they had a fairly decent exchange. Hey, how's Debbie and the cats? They're great. How are you? Good, yep, stuff. At some point, this takes a major turn.
Yep.
And remember, Larissa posted all these for us to see. So all of a sudden, it looks like she maybe asked Colt for something, because the next part of the conversation we see is him going, you know, don't make demands at me.
Yep.
And then he goes on to call her a dumb broad and a loser.
Mm-hmm.
Just really some kind of profane, icky stuff that comes from Colt on this. Of course, it's being posted by Larissa, and she did tell him to F off a couple times. We didn't maybe see the entire conversation, but
right,
this is what I would call verbally text, right, word abuse?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I think it's what is it? It's DMing gone wrong. You,
yeah,
know, when you think like, oh, this is great, everything's going good, and you're like placating the situation, and then boom, there's some truth. Whatever it was, whether she asked for something or someone got in their feelings, whatever it was, it turned very quickly, and people, and they switched it back to that kind of abusive behavior that we know them for.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, obviously that shines a light on their relationship, maybe,
yeah,
stuff that was going on that we didn't see going down on camera.
No.
She was really kind of made out to be the bad guy, at least a lot in the beginning. And this made me a lot more suspicious of Colt. Chat Rolls says they are icky. Colty went savage. Oh, and then Lucy is doing the reporting for us. Eric went to have some Dinty Moore beef stew at Mama Debbie's house.
Dude, can I just say, when I saw this photo, I was like, the shade.
The shade.
First of all, Eric, weren't you going to mend at your mom's house? You quickly flew back to Vegas, got in contact with Colt and Debbie, and now you're sitting with them.
So he claims he's still going home to Colorado.
Yeah,
he took
garbage.
A little road trip to Long Beach, but he's back in Vegas.
It's garbage.
And who does he go hang out with?
It's garbage. And here's the thing. So here is my first impression when I saw this yesterday. I was like, you know what? Larissa commented how she basically made him famous, right?
That she made Eric famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is totally true.
Which is totally true. Larissa's gone now. He's about to be irrelevant. His 15 minutes is about to be up. So, mm-hmm, what does he do to stay relevant? He reaches out to the ex because he knows Colt would fall for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the last we saw of them, those two were throwing F-bombs at each other at the tell-all.
Yeah.
And now you're going over to the house. Why? Because A, you either want to get on pillow talk. B, you want to stay relevant. And C, you want to just like talk crap about Larissa, which will still in turn make you relevant. It's garbage. Mm-hmm. I think it's like a total publicity move. I think it's him trying to stay relevant now that he doesn't have a way to like attach himself to someone who's on reality TV.
I do think both Colt and Eric would take Larissa back in a nanosecond.
Absolutely. Especially Colt.
Yes. And I think that for publicity reasons and because I think they both clearly still want her.
Yeah, I think Eric may not necessarily want her. I think that he wants the attention that she brought. I think that Colt would take her back in a heartbeat.
Missa said Colt and Larissa are both villains. Nakia wants to be a fly on that wall. Sunwang said they were both already friends and it was all an act. Oh, interesting. Sammy said maybe Eric went to Colt because behaving a certain way and both need to talk about Larissa. You know, it could have been kind of a therapy sesh, I guess. Maybe not necessarily a Larissa bashing, but
Stop it.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, I was like,
those petty butthurt boys were just being mean. Okay.
That's it. That's all. It was super petty. And it's interesting how Larissa has not responded whatsoever.
Not one word.
Instead, she's like showing videos of injections on her cheek and her lips and all of that. She's like, I'm living my best life.
She is too busy to be bothered. More power to her.
And can we just talk about Debbie and Colt on Pillow Talk just a little?
Sure.
So, you know, either you're a fan of Pillow Talk or you're not. And I don't necessarily watch all of the Pillow Talks, but what I have seen with Debbie and Colt. Colt, like, how old are you? Is that a Lunchable that you're eating? A pizza Lunchable that you're eating as a grown man sitting beside your mom in your pajamas? Like, it's not attractive. It's not a good look.
My husband is 34 and he loves pizza Lunchables.
There you go.
But I wouldn't let him eat one on national television.
I'm just saying, like, it looks crazy to me that you are not only eating a Lunchable, but you're eating a Lunchable on the couch, watching TV with your mom as a grown man. Just saying.
I mean, I'm Team Debbie for life. So
really?
Colt comes along with that. And yeah, I know you're wondering how can I be Team Larissa and Team Debbie? I'm like, you know, I'm a journalist. I'm very objective. Let me say that again. I'm a journalist for our podcast listeners out there. I had to put my little quotes around it.
Kimberly says, Linda, did you see her reach over to rub his head, but pull her hand away and hesitate? Yeah, because it's super weird. And whoever's talking about like that Norman Bates vibe, I'm totally there with you. It was super weird. It's all super weird. And I've said it since day one. They have, because, you know, you can be close to your family. I'm close to my parents and it's a thing, right? If you're really close. But
yeah. They
have like a natural, super creepy vibe. To me, that bond is like, no one's going to come to Colt and be his significant other because that place is taken by his mom. That's how I feel.
And a juicy juice box, the chat roll is pointing out. Along with
as your mommy tickles his ear.
I would like to know what another guy who grew up as an only child, whose father passed, who is an adult, who still lives with his mom, who's like 35, would think about their relationship. Because I think maybe for that situation, the relationship might be completely normal and the rest of the world just doesn't understand it. But I mean, I don't understand it either. I'm just saying.
All right. So if you have that situation, please do comment because I'm just not buying it. I'm not.
YouTube lover in the chat said, I love Pillow Talk. David and Annie are the best. We do love seeing them back on the air. Everybody should be checking out their YouTube channel. Lots of fun stuff. But while you're online investigating the 90 Day Crew, check out comments made by Darcy about her twin sister, Stacy, and fiance, Florian. This is one actually that you alerted me to over the weekend, Linda.
It was nonsense. It went on and on and on and on. And can I just say, Darcy was having a complete online conversation via comments on Instagram with herself.
She was. It seemed like she had a bone to pick. Something set her off. Or she knew that. So this happened on like Friday. She posted these, right?
Yeah.
She knew that the episode we were going to see on Sunday with a lot of tension between her and Stacy, that there were going to be questions.
Yep. And I think it was more of that than anything.
Yeah, because she revealed that Stacy asked Darcy and her family to sponsor Florian, which means they would be financially responsible for him if he was brought over. Mm-hmm. She called Stacy selfish and a couple other.
She said she was selfish. She said that she was not jealous of her sister, that she wanted her sister to live her best life and that she was living her own best life. But what she didn't want was for Stacy to ask her and her family to be financially responsible for this guy. And she started throwing in like some digs about Stacy's ex-husband and that whole drama. And I just think that watching this last episode, it really did seem like Darcy was a little bit jealous of her sister.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, down from like, oh, hey, I got to change my shoes because I know that Stacey's going to be wearing heels. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be shorter than her and I want to wear my heels.
Right.
To her being engaged and saying to her sister, yeah, you know, I'm happy for you. You've been engaged for 3.5 years and I'm happy for you. And Stacey's like, well, are you? And she's like, well, I mean, I guess.
I think they're probably very competitive.
Yep.
I have no frame of reference, so sister relationships just fascinate me.
Yeah.
But I think it's probably more about Darcy was the TV star in the family. They both wanted to always be stars.
Yeah, but
and they both have done a lot. But Darcy is the TV star of the family, and so now it's like, wait a minute, if Stacey's going to come and be a TV star too, then what about me, and what does that make me? And I was really surprised to see in those comments Darcy bring up Stacey's kids and say, you know, Florian cannot take care of her boys, who she left to go visit Florian. That was pretty telling and was a little bit more mean-spirited than we've seen from Darcy ever before.
Agreed.
So I think she just really is feeling threatened right now. And we have to remember amongst all this that the sisters are in Malta right now together celebrating their birthday. Stacey never responded to any of this.
Yeah, and it seems like all is good. Mm-hmm. Lucy in the chat says, I have twins. It's a sibling twin thing, which okay. I think it probably is. I think it's a bond that, if you're not a twin, you probably don't know anything about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that between the two of them, I mean, I think they came up together. Because as I see the progression with their first reality twin show that didn't really get off the ground.
Yeah, that they were pitching.
Yeah, to like the first seasons that we saw Darcy and she always had Stacey around somewhere, somewhat. And to find out that Stacey also has a fiancé from abroad. I think that they're trying to be, you know, neck and neck mm-hmm. with their TV stardom. And even down to the Maxim magazine thing, I only knew Darcy was in the running. And then when I went to Stacey's page and found out that she was in the running too, I thought, okay, so this is like a twin thing. Mm-hmm. It's a twin thing, twin rivalry.
Either way, give these two a spinoff ASAP, please.
Oh, I'm there for it. I love Darcy. I think that, and you know what I loved about seeing this last episode? That Darcy just really is the emotional twin, right? Stacey's talking to her like super calm. She knows like what places to dig because, you know, siblings know how to do that. And then Darcy was like tearing up and was about to have the well works and was about to go all the way emotional. And you could see her in her mind reeling it back mm-hmm. as she looks at Tom. And Tom's like, I'm not here for any of this. And I thought, well,
Tom.
You know, she wears her heart on her sleeve and she's very emotional. Mm-hmm. Out of the two, I think she's more emotional than Stacey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Spinoff so bad.
Yeah.
Chat roll, please chime in. I think that's the one I want to see the most, possibly even over another season of The Family Chantel, is the family solo.
No, I need Karen all day, every day. Karen and her words, I'm about it. Give Karen and Thomas their own spinoff, and I'll be there. I'll be the first sitting there watching. Because Karen is a hot mess in a good way.
Oh, well, let's get back to some folks that are on. Currently, we are watching Jennifer and Tim.
Yep.
And Jennifer was in a very scary accident over the weekend. This is a motorcycle crash. That's the way she kind of tools around in her home country. And she says that she was outside a lot of the day. It was very hot. And what happened was she lost consciousness while driving her motorcycle, mm-hmm. motorbike. I picture it being like a mini motorbike kind of a thing, right? Yeah. She lost consciousness and, you know, crashed to the ground and had to be rushed to the ER. She had some pretty gnarly looking contusions and burns. No broken bones, though. And she does say, you know, thank God that I'm okay. And she also thanked fans for their well wishes over the weekend. So glad you're okay, Jennifer.
Absolutely. And you know what I find interesting about her is that she has the 100% bounce back. So again, just before I got to the studios today, I was on all over Instagram, and she is hawking some type of makeup line, and you could see she still has the bandages on her face. Looks beautiful,
yeah,
but still doing her ad. She's like, nothing is gonna stop me, I'm alive. Thank you for your well wishes. She has like a lip liner or eyeliner between her lips with the bandages. And she's like, let me get this money.
Yes.
I'm not even mad at it at all.
She is quickly becoming one of my faves. She just reminds me so much. I think it would be easy to judge her, but she just reminds me of an early Anfisa where, yep, you know, she really looked a certain way, but like Anfisa has made quite a bit of herself, yep, here in America. And I think that Jennifer is a go-getter, and I'm glad that this little accident didn't get her down.
Agreed. 1,000%. Oh, Sammy's saying, happy birthday, Corey. Yes, if we didn't mention it, happy birthday, Corey. I think we did mention it with the whole breakup with Evelyn.
Yeah.
And, you know, way to start your new year.
Absolutely. Wow, you guys, this has been a lot of drama. It's so fun chatting it all with you. We are not done yet. We are going to play a little round of Do We Ship It? We are going to give you one of the 90-day relationships, and you can tell us if you ship them, as in keep them in a relationship, or ship them out. Adios, they're headed to Splitsville. Mm-hmm. What do you think? So, today I give you... we were going to talk about Laura and Aladdin.
But we already know that.
We're late on that one. Let's do Stacey and Florian. Mm-hmm. Okay, we don't know a ton about these two, but they have been together for like almost 4 years.
Yep.
Got engaged in one of their initial meetings. And according to Darcy, Stacey does send Florian money. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, unconfirmed. He's a fitness trainer. He's quite a bit younger than Stacey. Yep. We saw them for the first time this last week, as we talked about on the show, meeting with Darcy and Tom. And I don't know. There's a lot of social media aiding, yes, being done by Stacey and Florian.
Okay.
Do you believe in their love, Linda? Do we ship it?
So it's a hard one because I don't know enough about this couple. What I will say is that seeing him on 90 Days, he didn't say a lot. He let Stacey do 99% of the talking.
Smart man.
Which, you know, again, is, I guess is a good thing, but it didn't give me an insight on his personality, on the relationship. And for them being engaged, quote unquote, for 3.5 years, that's a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that distance has a part to do with it. I think that if they get married in the next 90 days,
see what you did there?
They'll be fine. But I think that if they get a spinoff, if they are in the public eye for much longer before they get married, they won't make it down the aisle.
Because you think she'll find someone better?
I just think that a lot of these relationships aren't super solid.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're not super solid, being in the public spotlight and then, you know, having online sleuths all day, every day, getting all the dirt, I think that they may not last. I mean, not only is the age difference, but I think that just being in that spotlight, it will be too much for that relationship.
The chat roll chimed in quick on this one. Diane said, ship it. Can't really ship it out. It's not happening. YouTube lover said, keep them. Luna, wow, another mooch. Florian looks like he's the quiet type, and I would just say yes, baby, to whatever Stacey says. I think you have a good point there, and that's going to be my position. I am going to keep these two in a relationship. I think they are going to stick it out. They already have for several years. And, you know, if there is some twin rivalry there, the one thing Darcy has never done is actually made it down the aisle with her foreign beau.
Mm.
So there could be some... not I told you so, but like that Stacey just really wants to prove that she can make this happen with Florian. And I think she might do that. And if he is so quiet, you know, you'd think the first time someone's on camera, they would try to ham it up a little bit if they were that kind of person. Florian did sit silently and we didn't get to know him very well. And I think that that just tells us who he is. Not that we didn't see much of him, but that's who he is. He takes the sort of backseat to Stacey. And I think that's exactly the kind of man she needs. So I'm going to keep these two together for now,
okay,
at least until we see more of them and see if there is some kind of discord here.
Well, I mean, okay. I think that time will tell.
Chartwell says, not enough time with them to judge yet.
Agreed, which is what I'm saying. We don't know enough about this couple, but I do think, like I said, being in the spotlight is gonna either make or break that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
shall see. And we shall see how much we are going to see of them if they end up on a season of the show.
Oh, for sure they will. For sure they will. That I can predict right now. There will be a spinoff. There'll be the twin spinoff, and maybe we'll see them both, Stacey and Darcy, racing down the aisle to see who gets there first.
And Jesse's going to pop up unexpected somewhere, like he keeps doing at all the tell-all tapings, apparently.
I think Jesse's going to definitely be at the tell-all, and I think that Jesse's going to cause super drama for us to figure out what's going to happen on the next season of 90 Days.
Oh, man. Yeah, he can be on that spinoff, too. He brings the drums.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, I hate this. This is my least favorite part of the week when the show is over, because doing this with all of you is my favorite part. I love chatting with you guys. I could sit here all night and talk about this, but we have covered all the hottest headlines from this week of 90 Day Fiancé news. So, Linda, if they want to stick around tonight and keep chatting 90 Day Fiancé, where can they do that?
Guys, right here, right now, we are going to cover 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After and The Other Way. Tons of
before
news
the 90 days.
Before the 90 days.
We know everything except which show everyone is on.
Before the 90 days. And The Other Way. So, guys, stay tuned. Stay here right on AfterBuzz TV. We've got it all covered. If you want to hit me up, I'm all across social media at Linda Is So Girly.
And don't forget to tune into 90 Day Fiancé news daily, every single day, right here on AfterBuzz TV's reality TV channel. So hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications so you never miss them. Give us a little thumbs up while you're at it. Thank you so much to everybody who joined our panel by being in the live chat tonight. If you want to do that, make sure you tune in at 4 p.m. Pacific on Wednesdays. And on that note, we will see you next week. Have a good one.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.